Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Say hello to our friends jumping on a 90 at Rock, California's
hello.
Rock station in Sacramento, California. Also 96.5 WCMF in Rochester, New York. Rochester's classic rock. And our friends on the keg, 98.3 The Keg in lovely Fayetteville, Arkansas. Welcome to the program. Ted versus the FCC coming up. Bad jokes as well. And our question, what was the source of the smell? 844-999-OLA.
You know, and to these other states, you joined us at a fantastic time. We have Craig on the line. Craig is going on about his childhood. His parents bought him a pet hamster. His pet hamster turned out to be pregnant. Craig had to buy a second cage for these beautiful pink little babies. And Craig, you're explaining that they could walk on their own, but due to their size, they found an escape from this new cage you'd bought them.
Yeah, they were like little gymnasts, I swear. I found them actually hanging off of the ceiling of the cage. It was one of those little wire cages with levels on it.
How many hamsters would you say there were? 10, 20? I mean, how many was the litter?
For this particular litter, there were 12.
Damn.
But by the end of everything, there were about 26.
That's a lot.
Because,
okay.
Because they decided to breed with each other later on. But that's about 6 months down the road from this.
Wait, the litter bred with itself?
Yes.
Damn, hamster.
Did they play banjos?
Males and females there.
They formed their own jug band?
Right. Yeah, but I mean...
I had another three litters I had to take care of after that.
But wait, and this is the brothers and sisters just having sex with each other?
Pretty much.
Do you ever end up like a three-legged, one-eyed hamster, or do they still just kind of act and look the same?
No, they pretty much act the same. They look relatively normal.
But this first litter, they escape, you said, and I'm guessing they climbed into your heating system.
Yes, and I got all but one of them, and we just couldn't find this other one. Well, it was just in the beginning of fall, so we finally turned on the heat, all of a sudden, just the stench of death just walked through the entire house.
It is nasty.
Every single room was just permeated. And, of course, my dad knew exactly what had happened.
Yeah. How long did it take to find the dead hamster, though?
Well, he ended up getting to have the lovely job of taking apart the heat ducting to get all the way to the fan. And here was this hamster that had its belly sliced open and it was glued to the floor.
Yeah. Dude, there was a family of birds that got into behind my microwave oven where the exhaust fan is. They had lifted up the vent.
Yeah.
They made a nest. They get in there. You could hear them moving around. You could hear when the mom brought the little baby birds, food, and they would chirp and everything. And then all of a sudden, it was gone. They'd all grown up, moved out. A couple weeks go by, and my wife is like, hey, what are these white things that are raining down from the exhaust fan underneath the microwave? The microwave sits above the oven, and there's a fan under that. What are these white things dropping down? And as I look and I get closer, I see all these white things are, in fact, moving. And I look closer, and they look like little tiny crabs. And I'm like, oh, my God, what is that? And
then, you got crabs!
And then the smell of death hits. Turns out one of those birds didn't make it.
Oh.
And it was in there, man. And basically, it was just being infested by mites and all these things. They had to bomb the entire house. It was the smell of death. I mean, it hits you, and you just stand up. It's It's intense how bad that was.
How long did the stink stay in your house?
2 days until we got the people to come and get that thing out of there. And they were having a hard time pulling it out. It was abominable.
But in the time that you're waiting for these people to show up, are these things still kind of just snowing?
They are snowing down. Everything had to be thrown away. Everything. And he also made me remember of a time I had two Oscars growing up. And when you set up a fish tank, there's a platform that you put down at the bottom of the fish tank that has an area of about an inch underneath it. Mm-hmm. So think of like an inch platform where water is underneath the very bottom of the fish tank. The rocks go on top of that, and that allows the filter to work. The air can go under there. The bubbles pop up, the whole deal. I've got two, I can't remember if they're Jack Dempsey's or Oscars. They were bigger fish paired up. But one day I realized, hey, it looks like there's little eggs in there. I think these guys have made it. They're about ready to, you know, have some babies. So then,
baby making.
No babies. You know what? I'm like, all right, well, maybe they eat their young. You know, there's all these eggs, and now all these eggs are gone. A couple of weeks go by, 2 or 3 weeks go by. All of a sudden, my water starts getting really cloudy. It's got this green hue. I don't know what's going on because I'm pretty good about cleaning my tank. The filtration system's working and everything else. I'm like, you know what? It probably just needs a complete overhaul. So when I clean everything out and I pick that stuff up, there are 20 baby Oscars. And some of them are only an inch. Some of them are an inch and a half. They were all living underneath that plate. The filtration system had sucked all the eggs underneath them. They were actually living under them.
Were they alive?
They were alive. They had lived for a long time. I didn't even know that was where the smell was coming from and everything else. And when I lifted that plate up, there were literally 20 dead baby Oscars at the bottom of my fish tank. And I had no idea they were there.
That is so gross.
It was disgusting.
So it's like corpse water.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what it was. Just they were swimming in death, man, like of their own children.
Oh, so think about your two fish. Like, that's the smell of our dead kids.
No idea they were in there. Yeah.
Change the water.
Help me, Nemo. And yeah, nobody would help them because no one knew they were in there. But they were down there like, God damn it, we're capped. And then they died and they stunk. But they were able to grow, like all the food that kind of got filtered through and everything. I mean, they lived.
How long do you think
they
lived?
They didn't live.
They did not survive, but
they lived enough to grow. So
yeah, but they got stuck under the platform to grow.
There, man. Yeah. What was the source of the smell? 844-999-OLA.
They suffocated in water, but they're fish. That's even worse.
Right? Yeah, and then their parents have to smell your dead kids because morals change the goddamn water. That's the smell of Billy. Hello, Jonathan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, back when I was in high school, I went to a boarding school, and the boys' dorm wanted to play a prank on the girls' dorm. And I was really into fishing, so my buddies asked me if I had any, like, fish or something. And I had these little bait fish called smelts.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd plan to do this dorm raid and put the fish in the girls' dorm, but we couldn't do it the night we planned. So my buddies decided to leave the smelts in a lunchbox outside for almost a week.
Oh.
And then continued with the dorm raid, covered the dorm in nasty, old, rotting fish.
How bad did it smell?
It was really gross.
You guys you're trying to get laid, right? I guess. I have many questions. So you're in a boarding school that also had females. Okay, yep. Why did you end up in a boarding school? Was it based on the fact that you were a good student or you were a piss poor student?
It was actually kind of weird. I went there because there was a ski and snowboard academy, so I snowboarded.
Nice.
So this is like you're rich.
No.
This is nothing like my life growing up.
That's what I'm trying to make.
Wait, what?
Like, if my parents told me at 14 years old that I could go away to a high school or a school where I lived there away from them, and it was also co-ed.
And it's one of my main interests in life.
Sure. You know what? I'd be like, yeah, get me the F out of here. Seriously.
Did they ask you to go to that school?
Sorry?
Did they ask you? Were you that good, or could you just pay to go to the school?
Yeah, you could just pay to go.
Oh, hey, were you in high school?
Yeah.
And you
so
just
did
went,
your parents want to get rid of you, or had you done so much great stuff that they were rewarding you?
No, it was kind of a reward. I lived very close.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right. That's very unique, man.
Man, oh, man. Right. I mean, I look.
I took a little time out of high school to go to snowboarding school.
Snowboarding academy.
Yeah, academy. Graduated in broadness.
Like, I went to high school with a guy that was so good at soccer after his freshman year. He went to, like, the national team thing
But they
Florida.
Asked for you, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They come knocking. I can't imagine my parents saying, hey, you know, high school's high school, but we know you like whatever.
Would you like to go to the snowboarding academy, Steve?
You want to go to, like, yeah. I'm black. No. But look, if they said, hey, listen, we love you, so we don't want you to be under our roof, because at 14, we know you're going to make the best decisions, and we want to send you somewhere co-ed, and we want you just to pursue whatever your hobby is that you really, really like. There's not a chance in hell that would have ever, even if right. I came to them and begged and pleaded, they'd have been like, no.
That's why I had to ask, were you horrible or are you incredibly wealthy?
But see, I don't, even with my kids now, I mean, if they're outstanding, remarkable, they're the next freaking Dally.
Okay,
level,
wait, hold on.
You're still
hold on,
not
hold
going.
On, hold on, wait.
I'm not sending
let's
your
just,
ass
let's though. Just assume that someone comes and says, hey, one of these children is very gifted in this one
Take
way.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, right. no, but there's a difference, okay?
There's a difference.
What do you say if your kids say, can I have dinner at so-and-so's house? What is the first question you ask?
Do their parents know?
Did they ask you?
Yes.
If they invited
yes.
you,
yes.
you can go. So look, if someone's telling me your kid is so gifted, I mean, I know this is not going to happen, but let's suppose they said that. Absolutely. If my kid
Your daughter's
said,
a genius, we want her to go to this academy.
Suit yourself. I believe that.
Have fun.
Prepare yourself for this.
Prepare for her to be sent back in 2 weeks. Hey, look, I give you 2 weeks. Right. Here's a dollar. I bet
She's
you a dollar.
Smart.
I bet you a
but,
dollar.
But
we'll be back before October.
Yeah. Just, you know, here's my number, man. Call me in the middle of the night. Because that's how this is going to go.
It's chocolate milk time, isn't
right.
it? What was the source of the smell? 844-999-OLAM. More your calls coming up. Also, the return of Ted versus the FCC and Ryan Castle, the drunken charge, will be in to kick off the bad jokes right before we drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
An airplane full of tourists forced to divert after a passenger's foul-smelling body odor reportedly caused those around him to vomit and some to faint. The Transavia Boeing 737 took off from the Schiphol Airport of the Netherlands, headed for Gran Canaria, but instead, it touched down in Faro, Portugal. At one point, flight crew reportedly tried to quarantine the unwashed man in a toilet before the pilots decided to say the hell with it and divert the flight.
How bad do you smell when they divert a flight?
Passengers reportedly became increasingly distressed by the stench of the male holidaymaker, with some fainting and vomiting. Due to the incident, the plane landed in Faro. A picture taken by one of the passengers shows medical personnel taking the smelly man from the airplane into a bus. A Belgian passenger was one of the passengers on board the plane and described the stench of the man in question as unbearable.
Smell it.
Belgian, he said, it was like he hadn't washed himself for several weeks. Several passengers got sick, and they had to puke.
They had to puke.
Yes.
You think it's more
and make
armpit,
an emergency landing.
Crotch, you know what I mean? Like, there's thick armpit smell. You don't like it, but you can deal with it. Every once in a while, you get the homeless, I peed in my pants fairly recently
right.
smell. That one's tough. I mean, you think he smelled like butt, armpit, a little bit of everything?
It's not known why the man was smelling so foul or what medical issue he was suffering from, if there was one. A Transavia spokesperson said the airplane diverted because of medical reasons, but it is indeed right that he smelled quite a bit.
The medical reasons were for the other passengers.
Bizarrely, it was not. That's exactly right. It was not the first smelly incident on a Transavia flight this year. You remember back in February, a Transavia plane from Dubai to Amsterdam was forced to make an emergency landing after a passenger could not stop farting, which then caused a fight between several passengers.
I remember that story. It's the same airline?
Same airline.
Damn, man.
Do you see the common thread?
Yes, we do.
The Netherlands.
What was the source of the smell? 844-999-OLA.
Maybe they should just call it the Nether Regions.
They
can explain a lot more. All right, we got a couple of comments here as far as what was the source of the smell. Says, when I was a little kid, about as tall as my dad's butt, I was following him, helping him carry groceries when he farted. It was so rancid, I puked all over the back of his pants instantly. My mom, who was directly behind me carrying groceries as well, laughed and laughed and laughed hard. So my son is the youngest, and my brothers have sons as well. So all three boys get together for a sleepover, and they decide to dare, all caps, dare my son to go poop in the cabinet in the bathroom. So let's fast forward a few days. The bathroom just starts stinking real bad, and I finally find the poo and had to talk to the three boys. And, of course, my son was the one who pooed, and the other two boys dared him to do it. Good times.
What was the source of the smell? 844-999-OLA.
You know they hit him with the double dog dare. Okay, fine. Hello, Eastwood. Welcome to the men's room.
Peace, love, and happiness.
Hola!
Hola! Oh, God, to you too there, yeah. Miles.
All right.
I love you guys. So, anyway, I was living out in SeaTac. We had two killer Akitas, Spike and Baron, and they kill anything come in the yard. And one day I was getting up to go to work using the company rig, and I see this dead possum laying there. So I went and double-bagged him, tied a knot, and threw it in the back of the van, and went up to work, and I forgot all about him. He stayed in there for about 2 days in the summertime, hot bacon summertime, and then Dick Clark went out and found him and opened the bag, and then I got threatened to be fired over it, but Dick finally got over it. But I guess it was one of the worst rancid smells he said he ever smelled.
Yeah, it's a dead possum in a bag for 2 days in the heat. Did you say Dick Clark?
I smelled worse, so lots worse, but he kind of exaggerated.
Was the guy's name really Dick Clark?
Yeah. Dick worked up there at Pepsi for 42 years, retired the lead mechanic. He was the lead up there.
Right. You just so nonchalantly said that, like Dick Clark found him.
He grew up on 43rd and Corliss, and I was 40th and Burke, and we all went to Interlake, Hamilton, and Lincoln, and so we kind of
It's just
funny that his name is Dick Clark.
Yeah. Well, I had to watch myself because I was always going, I like Dick, and everybody's going, whatever, so I like Richard, I had to change it.
Somehow he's missed all of the relevance of Dick Clark.
Eastwood, do you know any other Dick Clark besides your friend, Eastwood?
Yeah, counted the bubble down until they could forget how to count down from 10,
All right, just checking. You didn't miss that social cue through all those years there.
Did it seem to you that the Dick Clark that we all recognize is Dick Clark?
Right? Yeah, American Bandstand,
Because most of the time, if I say, hey man, Miles was upset. I wouldn't say Miles Montgomery unless you know who Miles Montgomery, and I wanted you to know specifically.
But Dick Clark.
But when we ask him about it, it seems like, yeah, what's so weird about that?
Well, and Dick Clark is such a famous name, I thought it was like the office dog.
Right.
Oh, there's Dick Clark.
Yeah, my buddy Johnny Carson.
Your dog Dick Clark, that'd be all right.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you give a...
Meet Dick Clark.
Believe it or not, he's 15 years old, still looks like a puppy.
Yeah. Dick Clark, everybody. Hey. What was the source of the smell? 844-999-OLA. I actually do like when people name their dogs celebrity names.
What's a good one you've heard?
Oh, God.
I do like Dick Clark. That's kind of nice.
Mr. Peanut Butter?
Who the hell is Mr. Peanut Butter?
He's a character on BoJack Horseman, but he's a dog.
Okay, I'm like,
so if you name your dog that, it's funny.
After a dog. So would you name your dog like Lassie or Benji, Cujo?
Well, I mean...
Yeah.
You get the occasional Cujo, but if they say my dog's name is Cujo, that dog weighs 10 pounds or less.
Dude, what about a famous musician?
Like, this is Jimmy Page?
Yeah.
Would you name him Flea? I mean, it's your dog.
Yeah.
That might be the best name, right?
Sure.
This is Rob Zombie.
That'd be better than Chad Smith.
You could go with just Hendrix.
Oh, Hendrix?
A lot of people do that. What was the source of the smell? 844-999-OLA.
Then, of course, you could only drink gin.
Right.
This is Pee Wee Herman right here.
This is Snoop.
Thank you. That's for some reason, my first thought was like Kanye.
Yeah. Okay. This is Kanye the dog.
It's our other dog, Yeezy.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, my story takes place back when I was in Job Corps, right? And I was doing welding, and our instructor had left, so we're all messing around being a bunch of idiots because we're young and dumb, and we're throwing pieces of metal at each other, right?
Good times.
And one of my friends, he wasn't there that day, but he would chew tobacco all the time, and he'd always spit into the same jar. And I saw it up there when my buddy was coming close to me, acting like he was going to chuck another piece of metal at me, acting like I was going to splash it on him. Mm. And when I opened it up, it kind of sounded like when you crack open a soda, like that sound. Mm. And the overwhelming smell was just so rancid that literally everybody just cleared out of the warehouse. Like, instantaneously. Like, I've smelled a lot of things that have made me gag, but this made everybody throw up uncontrollably. Like,
he,
it was just.
And he was opening it up and spitting into it regularly if he was there?
Yeah. He would do it. He would chew like all the time, so.
All right. Probably couldn't smell anything.
And this like sat up on his lager, like, I don't know, I guess like 3 or 4 days. And we're in Moses Lake, so it'd get really hot during the summertime. So it was like just fermenting in itself. And it was horrible. It was like the most rancid fart you had ever smelled, with like rotting meat and like ammonia mixed with menthol, because he would chew menthol tobacco. And it was just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Man, oh, man, you know what you should do? Find a way to sneak that into somebody's Febreze can.
Oh, that would be freaking genius, man.
What was the source of the smell? 844-999-OLA.
We're talking about naming your pets after celebrities. Well, apparently, I'll just give you a few that have popped up. We have a Carlos Santana.
All right.
We have a cat named Phil Collins. We have a dog named Kevin Bacon. We have a Bob Barker Keller. Jimi Hendrix, there's another Bob Barker. Apparently, that makes sense, right?
Because he's barking.
Right. Randy Jackson, what up, dog?
Randy Jackson.
Yeah, that one makes sense.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so let's see. St. Bernard, 6 months old, growing. He does not tell me the name of the dog. But, yeah, so a lot of celebrity names for dogs.
Okay. Bob Barker.
Phil Collins. Why? Does your dog have an extraordinarily large forehead? Is it losing its fur?
I just think it's
top?
Funny to name like after like old iconic people, like LL Cool J.
He licks his lips like a lot.
Pee Wee Herman or whatever the hell.
What was the source of the smell? 844-999-OLA.
Who was the lady that was always on Love Boat?
Charo. Yeah. Oh, this is
Charo. Come on.
This is Charo. Cha cha cha. The cha cha lady. The hoochie coochie woman.
I'd name my dog Tattoo or after the actor. This is Hervé Velázquez.
Yes. Ricardo and his buddy, Ricardo Montalban.
Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. So, a little bit of a backstory. I used to work in a weld shop, and we would throw firecrackers and stuff in on each other. Smoke bombs, black cats, things like that.
Seems to be the welding way.
Exactly. So, I got tired of it. I decided to move on to chemical warfare. And I found a product called Liquid Ass.
Oh, jeez. Not to be confused with liquid smoke and ruin a perfectly good cookout.
Liquid Ass, you say?
Yes, Liquid Ass.
Okay. Is this a prank thing that you would drop on somebody that would smell like poop?
It smells worse than poop. I mean, imagine walking around on a Midwest summer day with all the humidity and what your butt crack would smell like at that point in time.
All right. I'm imagining.
Just like it says on the bottle.
Yes, just like on vacation.
Exactly. So I wait for somebody to get to the middle of a weld or whatever they're doing, and I walk up and just squirt a little bit on the back of their collar.
Oh.
They lift up their hood, look around, because thinking somebody dropped a deuce somewhere in their area, and they could never figure out what it was.
How long did this go on?
This went on for about a day before somebody found the bottle in my toolbox.
And did they use it against you?
No, they did not, fortunately.
Okay, all right.
But
where does one find Liquid Ass?
I'm looking at it. It's just liquidass.com. Liquid Ass is an overwhelming, stinky, funny prank product.
It's a prank product.
I guess sometimes we overthink things.
Now, it's a foul butt crack smell with hints of dead animal and fresh poo.
I have to ask, is the game ever over, or is the game, no matter what the game is, always on in your profession?
The game is always on.
Hey, what is the game now? What is the game now?
Well, the game now has kind of died down. We're kind of moving on to, set each other on fire and stuff.
All right, I was going
to
say, what's the new level?
Graduated, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but a few years later, I did the same thing at another job. And I was in the bathroom, and I just soaked a piece of toilet paper with it and left it in the bathroom. And went in a few minutes later, people are gagging. One guy's coming out. He's dying, telling me, don't go in there. Somebody just murdered the bathroom.
Unfortunately, here, it's just real. What was the source of the smell? 844-999-OLA.
How much does it cost for some liquid ass, then?
You can get a four pack for $30.
Oh, it's a hell of a deal.
How many are per bottle? How many ounces per bottle of?
It's a small little bottle.
I like how they have the state of Texas on there. It must be made there.
What? I just like that they have different. Like you can get the liquid ass four pack, bar fume four pack, the Tex ass four pack, six packs. Yeah.
Do they describe it different? Like, does it smell like I ate barbecue? If it's chili, ass, right?
It doesn't. But I will say this: they also offer not just a human turd; it's a premium fake human turd with corn and hair.
Oh, and hair. Hold on, let me see.
That is correct, sir.
Do you remember that fake stuff that we got that looked like poop? That said it was called Nope, it's soap.
Yeah.
It was actually soap.
I could never bring myself to bathe with it, man.
Nope, it's soap. I mean, it was just so realistic looking.
This is true, and this is odd. And my aunt tells this. She went on a blind date with a guy, and she's older, okay? So she goes on a blind date. She's probably in her mid to late 50s when she goes on this date. She said the date was going reasonably well. I guess the guy was cool, but he'd steered this whole thing so that they end up walking toward a pier. Beautiful water, blah, blah, blah. She explains it, right? So they're walking along the pier, and as best she can tell, it looked like someone's dog had taken a massive dump, like right at the end of the pier. And so she kind of points it out to him, like, damn, you know, it's beautiful here. The water's going, and like somebody left their dog's poop there. And her blind date walks up, and she says, picks up this turd and puts it in his mouth, okay? So, right, okay? And she has the reaction that any normal person would have if you see someone do this. And again,
this is wild.
This is a blind date. Turns out it was a fake turd that he had put there because he thought it'd be funny.
And that's not going to be the thing that's going to probably turn on your...
They did not go on another date.
I guess not.
Really? She was like, everything was fine until he did that.
Thank God he did.
I'm like, it's kind of funny. She's like, that's not on a first date. No. So remember that, guys. If you plan on eating a fake turd on a first date...
I'll just munch on this turd.
Don't.
Yeah, that's 1 month in.
Right.
What was the source of the smell? 844-999-OLA.
Yeah, at the 1 month mark, eat a fake turd. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boys.
Hola.
So years ago, I used to work at an auto parts store, and we were clearancing out old air fresheners that were not selling very well one day. And we had these six packs of those tree air fresheners of strawberry scent, and we never sold a single one. So we had four of these six packs. They went from about $10 each to about $3. And with my employee discount, I got all 24 for just over $1. Luckily, I had a friend who had just left town for a week to go visit his mom down in Arizona, so I grabbed another buddy, went over to his house, and we opened... You know how you're supposed to open, like, about a half inch at a time, and this thing is good for about 6 weeks?
Sure.
Well, we opened all 24 completely. We were rubbing them into the steering wheel, the seat belt, the seat back, the headliner, the dashboard, the radio controls, the gear shifter, the e-brake, everything. And we left all 24 in there, closed it, locked it back up, and then he came home a week later, and I wish I could have been there to see his face, but my other friend was, and he said, he got to the car, and he just dead stopped, and he said, do you smell anything? And it's my friend, he said he had to bite his tongue so hard he actually cut himself because didn't want to laugh at his face, but for about a month after, everywhere he went, he just reeked of horrible chemical strawberry smell. School... the bank, you went out to eat, we sit outside, you reek, you can't be in here.
You'd be surprised. If your car smells like something and it's strong, you will smell like that smell.
Absolutely.
My buddy Brian, man, he delivered for Spruce Street Sub Shop and fries with everything. Man, you get a sandwich, comes fries. Fries, 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 fries. His car smelled like French fries. He smelled like French fries. Anytime you were around Brian, he smelled like French fries. You're like, let's just go get a sub, man. Because after a while, you're like, man, you like your car smells like French fries. You smell like French fries.
But
now,
you get these sense.
It wasn't a bad smell.
It's not bad, but you don't want to smell. When we first moved to Baltimore years ago, at the time, McCormick Spice is where he worked. And he worked administrative stuff. But at that time, their processing of the spice plant was in the same building. It was right in downtown Baltimore. So he would go to work in a suit, but you drove to downtown at that time, you could smell the peppers maybe from about a mile away, but it's open air. The sky is the ceiling. It wasn't overwhelming, all right? So he would get home from work, man, and it's like when you open a spice cabinet that hasn't been opened in a month. Mm-hmm. He reeked of everything that they're doing. And again, it's not that paprika or black pepper smells bad, but
it's strong.
But we realized, well, he realized, we got desensitized to it in about a week because it's just what he smelled like. Your brain recognized, not a threat, it's weird. But so we kind of forgot that he smelled weird. And we had a guest over, and my parents are showing them around the house. And my father converted this old bedroom into a closet, like a real small bedroom he made into a closet. There were suits in there. And I remember he opened the door, but there was a physical reaction from these people. They're like, oh! They're like, what? It smells like pepper. And we're like, oh, no, does it? And they're like, yes! So my father had to explain, like, every single day, and you couldn't dry clean it out. There was absolutely nothing. But the thing is, you're right. The car started smelling like that. So as a kid, he's driving me somewhere. I get out of the car. Now people are like, dude, why do you smell like pepper? I'm like, it's just too much to explain. Yep. Just accept that I smell like pepper.
What was the source of the smell? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, guys. So about 10 years ago, I had a minivan that I took on a road trip from Washington to Montana and back for a family reunion. The day afterwards, we go to grocery shop and buy a huge load of groceries because my wife's been without the bigger car to transport everything, and that's going to come back later. But weeks go by, and then suddenly this smell starts creeping into the van. And we couldn't really place it. You know, I've smelled death before. It wasn't quite that bad, but it wasn't great. And so time goes on, gets a little worse, but it gets really bad when you turn the vents off. And so we're thinking, must be like condensation in the vents, something like that. So I tried to deodorize some. I changed cabin filters, air filters. We're trying air fresheners, and it is just getting worse. It's getting so bad after weeks. We had to, like, have our heads outside the van to drive it. And we could not figure out what it was, where it was coming from. Finally, one day, I just lose it, and I'm determined to pull everything out of this van and clean everything I have to, bleach it, whatever I've got to do to get this smell out. So, going through the back of the van there, I have this bag full of emergency road supply stuff, like, jumper cable, stuff like that. And it never left the field. So, pull that out to go to clean around it and everything. And I find one of those 1 pound logs of meat that used to be ground turkey, I think. Back when it started its life. And it had been in there so long that it swelled and then burst.
Oh.
And because it was underneath this thing and behind it, we couldn't locate it. And it was in the back of the van, and the smell was only strong when it would pick the air up from the back vents and recycle it. So we had no idea.
That's nasty.
You guys always take everything out of your car when you go grocery shopping.
Yeah. And then when it's a pack of turkey meat.
That bloated and exploded. Bloated and exploded.
Mm-mm, Jimmy Dean.
What was the source of the smell? 844-999-OLA. More your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
We head to Clear Creek Township. Police are looking for whoever is responsible for defecating on the floor of a home under construction four times since May the 6th. On May 13th, shortly after 8 p.m., surveillance video caught two people illegally entering the home under construction in the Country Brook subdivision. It sounds lovely. One of the subjects in the video is believed to have defecated on the floor, the fourth such incident since May. Several homes in the subdivision have sold for over $1 million. Oh. The mad pooper is still on the loose. Our question, what was the source of the smell? 844-999-OLA.
Couple more comments as they roll in. When my cousin got married, it was 120 degrees out. His brothers took two dead fish and laid them on the manifold of the wedding car. The bride and groom fired up the air conditioner. They made it about two blocks before the rotten fish smell filled the car.
Why would you ruin someone's car?
Why not?
Yeah. Well, that's what you got to do to the bride and groom. You got to play some kind of prank on.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Dead fish. And 30 years ago, my mom cleaned houses. Now, she walked into a client's house and into this horrible smell. Found out the guy had been dead for 5 days. Man.
A lot of those.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. That's
There was a guy in Australia who was a hoarder, and they said he would walk up and down the road, neighbors would see him, he would say a casual hello, and that was about it, and they were concerned after a few weeks when they could not find him. So they knock on the door, and there he is somewhere in the house. They found him dead. All right, so a couple weeks go by, and they determine that somebody, and nobody claimed this guy relative-wise or anything else. They need to go in there. They need to gut the house. They need to get rid of all the stuff. They start pulling out all the things that this hoarder has collected throughout the years. Lo and behold, they get to the back of the place, and there's a body that's been wrapped up in a blanket, in a rug for years. They don't know if it's man. They don't know if it's female. The stench, they said, was so nasty in this area that the body rotted through the floorboards of the house, and the body was actually indented into the wooden floor. Kind of like a think of like Han Solo in
The carbonite or whatever carbonite, it was.
Like
right.
Kind of halfway in the floor, but halfway above it. Like it just, the body had just melted in.
But he had the luxury of being in a movie.
Mm-hmm. What? Yeah, and it was famous. So
I mean, do they think he's one of those guys, like his wife died, you know what I mean, and sadly,
yeah, could
you
be.
Hear this kind of thing. It seems like with people that hoard or they've gotten older, they're a little loony. Like, hey, man, your wife died 3 years ago, and they had nothing to do with the death, but they just kind of wrap them up and leave
can't
them
afford,
in the house.
You know, whatever. Still to come, Bad Jokes on the way. The Drunken Charge, Ryan Castle, will be in to kick off Bad Jokes 10 versus the FCC coming up, and we will drink and toast with the shot of the day. And more of your calls on our question, what was the source of the smell? 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.